It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
September's jobs report shocked analysts in a positive way. There were about 100,000 more jobs created than they had expected. We also saw unemployment drop and annual wages go up ahead of the inflation rate. But the numbers did not take into account Hurricane Helene and the devastation it caused in several states. And now we have Hurricane Milton forecast to hit Florida as a major hurricane later this week as well. Joining us now, CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger. Jill on Money is presented by Bucks County Estate Traders, the finest selection of high-end and vintage furniture. Jill, good morning. So last month's report seemed all sunshine and daisies, but there's kind of a flip side to this. And it didn't take into account, of course, the damage caused by Hurricane Helene and probably Hurricane Milton and how that's going to end up impacting the economy.
Yeah, there's no doubt that the climate change story is going to continue to be part of the economic story. And, you know, they're really coalescing in these big, huge storms. So to the good news first, as you noted, we really had a much better than expected jobs report. And a couple of things inside that report are important. One is that when you start seeing revisions to the previous month's higher, it's usually a pretty good sign. So we had revisions that we had 72,000 jobs more than initially reported. That's good. As you said, pay is up. Annual wage is up by 4%. That is very good, sort of like a nice cushion ahead of the inflation rate, which has slowed to 2.5%. We'll get another inflation reading this week. But, you know, it is true that these storms do have an impact. And because the area that Helene impacted was so large, we're going to see some of this show up in our national numbers. Now, here's the thing with these storms and many of the natural disasters that the country endures. When you have them, the short-term impact is pretty significant. So we're going to see some, maybe even a reversal of this. Maybe we'll see job losses next month. But when you have them, it usually is subsequently followed by rebuilding and big additions. So whatever is lost in the short term is made up for in the long term in the economy. But clearly, we are going to have to be really pay very close attention to the people on the ground. Because, you know, the reality is it takes a lot longer to get back up on your feet than a couple of weeks, even a couple of months, if you've been impacted by one of these storms.
And for those people on the ground, Jill, we've seen homeowners insurance rates jump by more than 20% on average since the pandemic. These natural disasters, though, show why it's so important for people to have homeowners insurance, but also to read the policies. You know, do they cover flood damage, for instance?
Right. And so often, then, when you look at the details, you say, well, what do they cover? Because it doesn't seem like they cover a lot. And I imagine that, you know, if you're somebody who lives in the mountains of Asheville, North Carolina, you're not thinking about floods. However, insurance policies have become more expensive, and this is really a direct impact of climate change. In fact, many insurance companies have left areas in like a wholesale fashion. If you live by the water in southern Florida, it's very hard to get insurance. And the thing that I want to remind you is that when these things happen, you know, you always think in the short term, oh, I don't want to spend an extra $1,000 on my insurance. Let me just get a skinny policy. But it is very difficult to repair your home, whatever is lost in the home, let alone what it costs to replace that home and do the reconstruction without an insurance partner. And so what I think people really need to do is, of course, look at your policy, of course, shop around. But, you know, if you're looking at where to save money in your annual budget, I would not put homeowners or auto insurance in that category. I'd really pay up for that and forego something else.
All right, Jill, good advice as always at CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger for Jill on Money.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.